welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive search consultant and recruiter Stacy Purcell, the founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about animal health jobs and veterinary jobs within the scope of the employment marketplace. Hello, Stacy, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Sharita. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, Stacy, today we'll be discussing the subject of jobs. And of course, as an animal health recruiter and a veterinary recruiter, you have a really extensive knowledge about this topic, especially within the areas of animal health and the veterinary field.
That's right, Sharita. The Vet Recruiter is an executive search and animal health and veterinary recruitment firm working on a global basis. We handle animal health jobs and veterinary jobs on a daily basis.
Now, we've discussed the mission of the Vet Recruiter before, but could you just state it again for our listeners?
I would be happy to. Our mission at the Vet Recruiter is twofold. First, we want to help animal health companies and veterinary businesses acquire the top talent that helps them to increase their bottom line. Second, we want to help professionals attain career-enhancing animal health and veterinary job opportunities that will help them to achieve the quality of life that they seek.
Great. Now, we've also talked about the concept of a candidate's job market before, but what effect does that type of a market have on the professionals who are seeking animal health jobs or veterinary jobs?
Once again, in a candidate's job market, candidates have more options in terms of their employment opportunities and their career. And that's because we are still in a recovering economy since the depths of the Great Recession. The bottom line is that there are more animal health jobs and veterinary jobs that professionals can choose from.
Now, how long do you think this is projected to be the case, you know, at least within the animal health industry and the veterinary profession?
The number of job openings in this country has been rising steadily during the past couple of years. In fact, the United States hit 6 million job openings in 2007, and just recently the country set another record.
What record is that?
In March of 2018, the United States Labor Department reported that there was an all-time high of 6.3 million job openings in this country. That is the most since the government started tracking the job statistics about 17 years ago. Not only that, but according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a 9% growth rate is expected for veterinary jobs between the year 2014 and 2024. Based upon that statistic, we can expect at least 6 more years of job growth.
That sounds like really great news. Now, how does your recruiting firm help professionals when it comes to the animal health jobs and the veterinary jobs?
We help clients and candidates achieve their goals by building long-term relationships based on trust, professionalism, and results. When we work with professionals, we focus on building relationships with them and asking about their career goals. We want to know what they want most for their careers and what kind of animal health jobs and veterinary jobs would interest them the most. Then when those job opportunities come across our recruiters' desks, we can reach out to those professionals and present those opportunities to them. The thing that job seekers and candidates have to remember is that we may not have the perfect opportunity for them right now, but we could have it in 3 months or 6 months or even a year from now. And if that job seeker has a relationship with us and we know what they want, then we'll know to call them when we have those opportunities.
Now, Stacy, we've talked about the hidden job market before also. How does the hidden job market pertain to animal health jobs and veterinary jobs?
The hidden job market refers to those animal health jobs and veterinary jobs that employers attempt to fill on a confidential basis. That means that they do not advertise the jobs through traditional means, such as an online job posting. Instead, they list the services of an executive search consultant or recruiter to partner with them and find candidates to fill the position in a confidential manner.
So that means if you don't have a relationship with the recruiter who has been commissioned to fill the position, you won't even know it exists.
Yes, that's correct. And there are many animal health jobs and veterinary job openings that exist that some professionals know nothing about. And that's because they haven't made the decision to align themselves with that search consultant or recruiter that specializes in the industry.
Now, what about the employer side of the equation? How does the vet recruiter help in filling, you know, the open animal health jobs and the veterinary jobs?
We strive to build long-term relationships with employers in the animal health industry and the veterinary profession. And our clients benefit from the relationships that we have with top candidates. That is because hiring managers and company officials don't have the time, energy, or resources to build those kinds of relationships. And they don't always know who the top candidates are, and they don't know what goals those candidates have for their careers. At the Vet Recruiter, we speak with scores of animal health and veterinary professionals every week. As a result, we possess unique insight about what's happening in the job marketplace. We know who the top candidates are, what they're seeking in a new position, and how to contact them quickly.
Now, the Vet Recruiter also has a very detailed and a proven process for filling animal health jobs and veterinary jobs. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. In fact, there are 20 steps involved in our executive search and recruiting process. This is a process that has been honed over the past 20 years and has been proven to yield results. Listeners can view all 20 steps in our recruiting process on the Vet Recruiter website, which is www.thevetrecruiter.com.
Now, Stacey, you also have more than just your recruiting process listed on your firm's website. You also have a lot of open animal health and veterinary jobs. Is that right?
That's right, we do. And job seekers and interested animal health and veterinary professionals can look through these open positions, nominate themselves, submit their resume, and complete our online profile. Job seekers should remember that there is no charge to them if we place them in a position. Our clients, who are the employers, pay our recruiting fee upon the successful placement of a candidate. And of course, I also want to mention that we handle retained searches as well. We at the Vet Recruiter have open positions listed on our website at all times in multiple areas of the animal health industry and veterinary profession.
Now, Stacey, what kind of animal health jobs and veterinary jobs do you have on the Vet Recruiter website?
We have a page where you can look through all of the jobs in one place, but we also have them broken down into different sections. For example, there is a sales and marketing section within our animal health jobs section.
Okay, and what kind of jobs are included in that section?
The jobs in this section encompass a wide range of animal health sales jobs and animal health marketing jobs. The positions available include veterinary sales representatives, sales directors, sales trainers, corporate sales representatives, brand marketing managers, product managers, for example.
Okay, and then what other sections do you have under the animal health jobs?
We have a section for professional services or technical services, and those jobs also are wide-ranging. Among the positions available include technical services veterinarians, professional services veterinarians, and across species from companion animals to swine veterinarians, for example. Then we have a section for research and development, or R&D. There are premium animal health jobs available within this section. These open positions include regulatory affairs directors, regulatory affairs managers, clinical development, and product development director job openings. We also have a section under animal health jobs for manufacturing and a section for positions by geographic location. The different locations are East, Midwest, West, and Canada.
Okay, so what about veterinary jobs on your website? How exactly are those broken up into different sections?
Visitors to the site can view all of the veterinary jobs in one place if they want to. We also have a section for veterinary clinic jobs. There are many generalist jobs or general practitioner jobs in that section, which include associate veterinarians or lead veterinarians. We also have roles for equine veterinarians, lead doctors, medical directors, and chief of staff. In addition, we have a section for veterinary specialist jobs. And as the name suggests, these are jobs for veterinary specialists. So they include boarded veterinary surgeons, emergency and critical care, cardiology specialist, veterinary neurologist, veterinary oncologist, board certified dermatologist, among many others. Then we have a section for leadership positions within veterinary jobs. These include management positions such as regional director of operations, veterinary practice manager, chief veterinarian, hospital manager, and director of veterinary medicine. And then we do have a section for positions by geographic location under veterinary jobs. So once again, those locations are East, Midwest, West, and Canada.
Okay, it seems like you have a lot of animal health jobs and veterinary jobs listed right on the Vet Recruiter website.
We do, and that's because our clients have entrusted us with their most important high-level and urgent positions.
Now, in previous podcasts, we've discussed the dangers of using the big online job boards to conduct a job search because your application and resume can get lost or not get noticed. So how is the Vet Recruiter different?
There are a couple of main ways that we're different. First, when you post your resume to a job board, you can sometimes lose control of your resume. Just about anyone can view your resume, including your current employer. At the Vet Recruiter, we handle resumes in a confidential manner. Nobody sees the resume but us. And then if the job seeker grants their permission, then one of our clients will see it. Second, when you post your resume on a big job board, there is no guarantee that anyone at the company is actually going to see it. There is a chance that it could get lost or dismissed. At the Vet Recruiter, there is someone who sees the resumes and applications that are submitted on a daily basis. With us, you receive more personal interaction and a consultative approach to your job search and career. And we believe that is the way to build long-lasting relationships to help professionals find great animal health and veterinary job opportunities.
Well, as always, Stacy, thank you so much for sharing this great information with us today.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.